Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I have an abundance of stories about food.
Woo!
So that, of course, means we've got to head down to the bistro and take a stroll with
the
connoisseur.
It's time for the connoisseur, because the connoisseur is about comfort and the comfort we find through food. Mm. And now, the connoisseur.
All right, thank you, Mr. Announcer. The coronavirus pandemic is affecting the price that customers are paying for cheese. A Wisconsin staple, of course, cheese. Why is Wisconsin the head of cheese?
Cheese.
They have a lot of dairy farms.
Has to be, right?
And Vermont as well.
Okay.
Vermont gets all honked off when you talk about Wisconsin cheese. They're
really?
Yo, what about us over here?
Yo, dickhead.
Yeah. Cabot.
So prices have swung dramatically from a low at the start of the outbreak to a 100-year high on the price of cheese.
God, I love cheese. God, I love cheese.
The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association said the price of cheddar is up due to massive demand from restaurants reopening, by the way. So it's mainly cheddar that we're seeing a soaring.
And you would imagine, because cheddar is used very frequently, I like on cheeseburgers and stuff like that, you got a cheddar cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you're making like macaroni and cheese at home,
cheddar milkshakes.
Cheddar milkshakes.
Yes. Absolutely.
By the way, we always have like bags and bags and bags of shredded cheese
in
our fridge. Yes.
Just in case.
Well, just because you go to the store and you're like, oh, yeah, we need this for this recipe. And nobody bothered to look to see if we already.
Yeah.
It's like same thing with sour cream.
Right.
You want anything in my house? We got sour cream and cheddar and shredded cheese. Lots of it.
That sounds like tacos. Like, do you make tacos a lot? And you got to make sure you have the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that. Yep. So anyhow, restaurants account for half of the cheese market. By the way, the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association said the price of cheddar is up due to massive demand from restaurants reopening. And this is according
Cheesy McCheesenstein?
John Umphofer, who is with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. He said, we've got restaurants looking for that sliced and shredded cheddar. You've got people at home wanting that shredded product. So this all bears down on that one product that sets the price with the entire industry.
So around Christmas time, I guess it's right after Thanksgiving all the way through Christmas, they set up the Christmas Village right by City Hall. And there are these two guys. It's just two guys from Wisconsin, and they are there from sunrise to, you know, well past sunset. And they have wheels of cheddar cheese, and they make these cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, we talked about it.
It's just cheese, it's mustard, and it's pickles. Steve, they make a killing.
In case they people like the line is like the crazy. For it, right?
I had to wait over 20 minutes
for
a freaking
I've heard
cheese
of these.
Sandwich.
I cannot wait to try it at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I hope I'm not disappointed after all this anticipation.
If you look at what cheese costs, so I was at a store not that long ago, and there's a type of cheese we like to get for putting on your cheese tray. It's called Prima Donna. It's really good. I think it's a it might be a form of Gouda, but anyhow, you know, you get a small amount. I'm showing my hands about this much.
All right.
It's like, you know, $10.
Standard cheese wheel.
It's not a whole lot. No, not a standard cheese wheel. Like this much.
Oh, okay.
Okay, like a slice. Of
All right.
Now, a cheese wheel's like this big.
All right,
put
yeah.
both your arms out
yeah.
and make a circle. That's the
like
size.
Like hugging a beach ball, basically.
Yeah, that's the size of a wheel of cheese. So that little bit that I get is $10. This wheel of cheese has to be around $1,000, I would guess. Or would cut up to be around
$1,000 for a cheese wheel?
Yeah, or Parmigiano Reggiano. That stuff, you get a chunk like this.
Yeah.
It's like $12, man.
Can we see what the price would be on something like that for a large, regular cheese wheel? And what's the type?
Prima Donna.
Prima Donna. Like a cheese wheel.
Yeah, it's just like that. Like a cheese wheel.
Hey!
Here you go. $3,000 for a wheel of Parmigiano Reggiano.
Oh, my God.
But yep. I assume it's delicious.
Yeah, well, Reggiano's, you know, I mean, that's you get that in every restaurant.
You know what? What's just as good?
Yeah.
Stuff you get in a can.
Yeah. All right, so you know how you can do like a cow share, right? So you can go in with like a family or a couple of families. You can buy an entire cow.
Right.
And you guys split it up accordingly. Can you do a cheese share?
A cheese share.
The thing is, though, when you have to drop the cheese off at the other, and then it starts crying, and it's like, because it was your weekend to spend with the cheese wheel.
Every now and then in the Bizarre File, Preston, you'll have a story about people stealing wheels of cheese.
Uh-huh.
And this is why. I had no idea that they were that expensive.
Oh, $3,000.
Yeah. So here you go. Prima Donna Gouda 14 months aged wheel, 24 pounds. wow, that's only $324.
Well, now, but then the market's going to go up.
That's true.
So invest in cheese.
Call your broker, Preston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my cheese broker.
My broker is Cabot.
Yeah. So when you do like supermarket sweep, you would, I think it would behoove you, if you make it to the end, to go to the cheese weed.
So,
to the cheese.
All right, so you raise a good issue. Yeah. So just a quick question on this, because I love supermarket sweep. What would you target in a standard supermarket? What is by far going to be in your standard supermarket the most expensive stuff? Will medicines, it be the cheese?
Medicines.
Truffles.
Oh, truffles.
I was going to say the organic section.
Truffles and things. If you're going to go into the meat department, you want to get like dry aged meat or lamb is very expensive.
So, but for smallest to...
Yeah, I'd get lamb chops. They're small, but they're very expensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like little lollipops? Is that what they're called? They basically
A rack of lamb and you cut it up and those are the lollipops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys consider Cheese Whiz and Velveeta cheese to be actually cheese?
No.
You spell it with a Z, it's out.
Yeah. I'd call it a cheese product.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call it cheese.
A cheese-like substance.
Yeah, Steve, that's it.
Yeah.
What about the Velveeta blocks of cheese?
I'd still call that a cheese product. Now, I grew up eating Velveeta. I loved it as a kid.
Yeah?
Now, I find it pretty disgusting. Unless, of course, you melt it down into some kind of queso or something like that. Right. Then it's passable.
You get the big Dutch pretzels.
Yeah.
You melt up some Velveeta and dip it in it, and that's damn good.
Well, when I make burgers on the grill or whatever, what I like to do is I like to get that Velveeta cheese in, and I make a cheese bomb. If you stick it in the middle of the burger.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to shoot.
Yes. You should call those burger shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you call them shooters? Because you're gonna
beef shoot.
Yeah. Because it spurts all over your face and you bite into it.
You can shoot all over.
Apparently cheddar's going up. It says cheddar is now going for $2.70 per pound. I don't know if that's a lot or not. I guess it's the most in over 100 years.
Because cheddar is a routinely very accessible cheese.
Yes, it's used quite a bit.
Quite a lot
of stuff.
All right.
Industry experts said until supply catches up, consumers will inevitably eat the cost.
Well, remember we were talking just an issue with access to burger meat, and that's corrected now. That's good.
Yeah.
So the cheese thing will level off. Before your question, Case, if I may ask, Preston, perhaps you know, have we discussed the most expensive cheese on earth? I think you had a story about it.
I don't know. We may have.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. But here's an example. It says... there's a shop in Wisconsin called Larry's Market in Brown Deer, and said the customers are still buying cheese despite the cost. They even sold out of a 20-year-old aged cheddar made in Mineral Point, and it goes for more than $200 per pound.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Let me take you into the back room.
Yeah.
This is a two-part question. Is American cheese cheddar cheese, or is it...
It's American cheese.
It's American cheese.
Yeah.
So it's not like a version of cheddar cheese. It's
not that
just
I know.
American
of.
Cheese is American
what,
cheese.
So you're asking what... American cheese is a cheese in and of itself, or is it a particular type of cheese
right.
that has earned the classification? For example,
it's a processed cheese made from cheddar, Colby, or similar cheeses.
Okay.
All right.
So it's a mixture.
Yeah.
It's a blend. Okay.
It's a hybrid.
So, because they have those like individual wrapped cheeses, which I cannot do that anymore. I used to, and now I can, especially now. So, when you go to your deli in your supermarket, they already have pre-cut, like, real-deal deli American cheese.
Yeah, like, you can get a pound out of
it.
Yeah,
you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait for it, yeah.
My wife loves a regular, and I'm a Swiss kind of guy. You can tell by my dress and the way I use it.
Caught you mid-drink.
He did.
Yeah.
You blow that big horn out outside.
Heidi, come home!
I am a huge cheese fan. Cheese is my go-to. I need something just to tide me over. So a cheese and cracker, a cheese and pretzel crisp or something like that is my easy go-to in the fridge thing.
Grab a couple of crackers, 2 or 3 pounds of cheese, and there you go.
We've been eating like crazy for the past few months. My daughter discovered burrata.
Oh, my God.
Now we just, those are always in the fridge.
Mm-hmm. So you can't stop, though. You've got to.
You've got to finish it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get the burrata salad down the shore all the time.
So a distinctive dairy product of Serbian cuisine, Pule, is reportedly the world's most expensive cheese. I just pulled up. So this looks like, it's around $600 a pound, but could reach $1,300 on the open market.
$1,300 a pound.
Come on. on.
My roommate in college was allergic and couldn't eat cheese. And, simultaneously, I felt so bad for him because he just didn't know the wonders of pizza and all this stuff.
And he went on to become John Legend.
No, Steve, we also made fun of him. As if it was
like his fault.
Hey, he can't eat cheese.
Was he lactose intolerant?
Non-cheese eater.
Yeah. From Touchstone Pictures, he couldn't eat cheese. Yeah. He was lactose intolerant. But then he met a young therapist named Kathy Romano. Eat it anyway, dickhead.
And that's what did it.
Cheese eater.
Isn't a cheese eater someone who rats on a...
Cheese eater. It's called him a rat. Essentially.
Yeah. Cheese eater.
You know, there's a, I'm sure we've talked about this before, there's a cheese called Pierre Robert.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a brie cheese.
With very long hair.
It has really long hairs throughout it.
And always arrives late at the table.
Yeah. But I always, it always makes me giggle when I see that at the.
And you press it. Sometimes you'll forget that there's a cheese like that. Yeah. And you're going, oh, this place must have, oh, of course.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, they named it.
Oh, they must have, oh.
Hang on, I want to go to Kyle. Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Hey, Marissa, who comes in at 5:45 every effing morning?
Yeah.
Remember that when Casey was getting grilled by...
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh
yeah, they wanted to send me to Detroit. That was a great prank that you guys played on me.
That's right.
And I threw everybody under the bus. Just so you know, I'm taking y'all with me.
That's a good recall, man. Yeah. That's good, Kyle.
Not going to happen, Bill. So I wanted to call and thank Nick specifically. Nick, this is Cat Shirt, man. I love you so much.
Oh, thanks, Kyle.
You changed my life. You mentioned camembert cheese like 5 years ago, and you said drizzle a little honey on top of it, and you have it with a little toast cracker.
Yeah.
Now this complete blue-collar welder goes to the grocery store, gets like hot dogs and... Look, potato chips, and then there's camembert in my car.
My man.
Little touch of class.
Listen.
It's changed my life. I feel sophisticated now. When friends come over, I actually do the little R roll like I'm, kind of French.
Oh, my God.
That's excellent.
I like that cheese. That's really good cheese.
Happy for you, Kyle.
Next bit of advice I'll give anybody is the cheese plate at a restaurant. Steve, we've done a few events at White Dog with...
my God.
Charity foundations that you've worked with a bunch in the past, and they have this. And what I love about the White Dog cheese plates is that they'll do like locally. My mouth is watering.
I know.
I get excited about the locally sourced stuff. You know, they'll bring in from local farms and like the honeycomb and the whole nine.
Harvest does it. And then also the Cooper's has a great cheese. And the pairing, and I don't even know, by the time I'm rubbing it on my sleeve and licking it off by the end of it, but it is so good.
My wife loves cheese. Cheese is life. She found a cheese tour of like the whole Philadelphia area. And, and so I actually went to one of the restaurants with my cousin back in December, and it was a Georgian restaurant, like Georgia, the country, not the state.
Right.
And listen, some of the cheese was really great and some of it was really, really tough to eat, like really salty.
Yep. This is made from my own poop.
Yes.
As we in Soviet Georgia. This particular cheese, I want to warn you, has been made from my own poop. Huh. And you eat that.
Huh. All right. Well, okay. I'm game.
You signed on to this cheese store. Are you some kind of pussy? Or are you serious about cheese? Georgian cheese.
No, you're right. There are some that have very strong flavors, and they just might not be for you.
It wasn't for me. My cousin ate every bit of it. I couldn't. Yeah. I just couldn't. Couldn't do it.
All right. So anyhow,
I've got no place to go.
Cheddar is the most expensive it's ever been.
Wow.
So, in 100 years. So what else do we have here? I have a lot of stories. I need to decide what I want to go with here. How about this? Vegetarians they're more introverted.
Really?
And it could be because they are not invited to go out to eat very often. Researchers in Germany surveyed 9,000 people about their diet, body mass index, and various personality traits, and they found that meat eaters typically have a more extroverted personality but a higher body mass index compared to vegetarians.
Do you think are vegetarians more introverted and vegans seem to be more militant?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What define what you mean by militant?
Or a little. They proselytize the message of veganism, okay. Whereas a vegetarian, I think, is a little bit more. I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, that old joke of how do you know if somebody's a vegan? Don't worry, they'll tell you in 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, pretty
right.
Accurate.
We're really good friends with a very strict vegan, and she doesn't make any big deal about it at all.
Yeah.
It's just that when we're going to have dinner. We just have to make sure there's something for her to eat.
Yeah.
But we don't get any of that.
No. And now there's more options, as we've said. I love eating at the vegetarian places, the options like Kip City Veg and yeah. V and V Street and these other places. There's so many. The options have never been better. The food has never tasted better. So mm-hmm. I think it's less of a... Yeah, more less of a social outcast kind of thing. But I understand if you're eating, mm-hmm. if you go to a party, you know what pisses me off? Like, we will sometimes we'll have gatherings, and we make sure that we have vegetarian options, you know? And we'll lay them out, and there's other stuff. And people, even if they're not vegetarians, will go eat that stuff up first.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know this is not for you.
Yeah. Press, I was a vegetarian for a little while in my 20s, yeah. and you invited me over for, it was a lunch. It was just me. And you cooked vegetables for me. You did that for me, on the grill, specifically for me.
A long time ago. I remember that. Yeah. I'm a fan of it, but they're saying that they may be more shy or more introverted, but I don't know.
Socially awkward.
I think
more
it's
likely to commit murder.
I think it's a bunch of crap.
Okay. I think that, yeah.
Why did I even bring that?
The connoisseur is second guessing his story selection, but now he's back on track.
Yeah. How about this? This I do know. Yoplait.
Yo,
the yogurt company has now introduced a yogurt they call Gushers.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a candy, right?
It was.
Yeah.
I believe.
Well,
right?
Not a candy.
It was a gum.
No, it was like
I'm
a fruit.
Peter North, and I'm very excited about a new product line from Yoplait called Gushers.
Tell me more.
I've been part of the R&D on this product for quite a long time.
Oh, my God.
It was like a fruit snack,
fruit snack,
right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
And for ladies, squirters.
Oh, my God.
Taking yogurt to that next step.
I think there was a gum. We've talked about this before called Squirt.
Yep.
Yeah. Fresh mint.
And I like
that.
Oh,
no. There was fresh mint gum, too.
No, Squirt actually had a little pocket of something in it.
I think fresh mint did, too.
It did, too.
Did it?
We used to call that sea gum.
Sea gum.
Well, you know.
Oh, freshen up and Squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at the picture. No, Squirt was a soda. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So what was the gum that...
That was
Freshen Up.
Freshen Up, yep.
Then there was a gum called Warn Me.
Please. And Pull Out.
Yeah, Pull Out. Those? Pull Out gum.
So anyhow, Yoplait has a Gushers yogurt. And the buzz has been kicked up on this new product since a social media user posted a picture of the varieties on Instagram.
So what are the flavors?
Blue raspberry, mm-hmm. tropical punch, and green apple. Each yogurt is filled with, quote, bursting beads.
Bursting beads?
Yeah, that are supposed to represent Gushers. So far, the Gushers yogurt has been spotted at Food Lion, but hopefully it will roll out in more stores. I don't know. What are Gushers? I mean,
it sounds kind of weird.
Oh, yeah, the candy.
Those? Was it candy or was it a fruit snack that had liquid in it?
It was like, it came in a little bag. It looked like a fruit snack. It came in a little bag like that. It was that gooey, chewy snack.
Gooey.
With some gush in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were disgusting, by the way.
So they're making yogurt out of it. That seems kind of stupid.
I know kids like to eat yogurt. A lot of kids, in my neighbor for the longest time, her daughter ate nothing but yogurt and chicken nuggets. I mean, that was it.
You know what? I guess that's what they're going for. Yeah, because
that
yogurt
audience?
Was a standard.
Yeah, yeah.
The little tube that the kids would get.
Yep. What do they call those tubes of yogurt?
I forgot.
Oh, come on.
Go-gurt?
Go-gurt.
You can get them at Panera.
Yeah.
That's an option for the kids?
Yeah, when you get the kids.
Cheese shooters, right?
All right. What?
I don't know. You crossed the line.
Wow.
Like 10 minutes ago.
All right. So anyhow, yeah, they're making gushers.
The whole point, the whole product line up there. Okay,
again, that's not what I thought it was going to be. All right. This, I think, is a pretty cool idea.
This one's going to be good.
You know, we had yesterday a friend from hers stop in and they brought the Mix.
Loved it.
Brand, which, you know, put like salt and vinegar and barbecue chips together.
New brands.
There are cereal options in this way. New Kellogg's Mashup Cereal is hitting store shelves, and everybody's going to want to buy an extra box. It's a limited edition cereal that combines two favorite iconic brands into one tasty treat. So, the Kellogg's Mashup Cereal puts Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops into one box.
Not enough sugar for me.
Mm-hmm. you can add sugar to it.
No, it's
we used to add sugar
to Frosted Flakes.
Already sugary cereals.
Really?
Oh my God, yes. Absolutely, when I was a kid.
Frosted Flakes is very sugary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Fruit Loops is very sugary.
Yeah, I used to add sugar to like sugar pops.
No kidding.
And all that stuff. It's terrible.
The only thing we added sugar to were like Rice Krispies and Cheerios.
Okay.
Special K.
Okay.
Cheerios is a standard for a little bit of sugar.
Yeah.
And
now they make them, the Honey Nut ones are already pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. But just the straight up Cheerios, you need something in
it. Or you get like Frosted Mini Wheats, which are very, very frosted. Do you eat regular cereal? I eat regular cereal as just a snack out of the box dry.
I have it for breakfast on the weekends.
Okay.
It's easy to make.
Right. Yeah.
And daddy's usually hungover on the weekend and don't feel like making a big bet. You know, big fuss out of breakfast. So, yeah, I do the Special K vanilla almond. That's pretty much all I eat now. So it is a limited time offer, and it's like having half of each cereal in one box. I mean, you could just buy two boxes
and pour them together.
But they've done this already.
This is like peanut butter and jelly in one container.
Yeah,
it's a marketing thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. The only one I know of is Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops.
So they have on the cover of this particular mashup, it's Tony the Tiger and the Toucan yep. Sam.
Yeah.
I assume in nature, the tiger would attack and eat the toucan, right?
Probably.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Hey, I see these things on like Instagram and stuff all the time, and I can't remember how the video ended, so maybe you guys can refresh my memory. Maybe you saw this as well. Somebody was taking cereal and they put it in one of those food processors.
So here it is.
And then, okay. Oh.
That story right here. Parents are getting creative when it comes to occupying their children. There's a woman on TikTok that shared how she makes edible sand for her kids.
That's it.
By grinding up Cheerios in a blender.
Edible sand.
I got you, bro.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
And though it's a method of making sensory play sand that's been online for years, a lot of parents apparently did not know about it before this particular post. Many commented that it's the perfect solution if they had a child that is too young to understand that they should not eat sand. And the post also...
You eat sand.
You ate sand. The post also inspired other moms to share videos of how they make the Cheerios sand and give their kids kitchen items to play with. Not chicken items.
Wait a second, what was that? You're telling me that sand is made from chickens?
No. What were you supposed to say?
Kitchen.
Oh, chicken. Oh, that's like Girl Interrupted. She had a eat in chicken. Do you remember that?
Eat in chicken.
Brittany Murphy's character.
She was stashed
chicken
bones under her bed.
And she kept calling her kitchen an eat in chicken.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, I didn't catch that.
I don't remember much from that movie, but those are the two things that I remember.
But, Steve, you know what I was thinking while we were looking at sand made from Cheerios? You could also take your beloved cheese puffs and grind those up and make, like, an orange sandy.
That's actually excellent.
Thing.
I do love those cheese puffs. You know, and the new thing from her is the... Those
Dippin' Dots balls?
Yes, the Oreo and
you could do that.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Sand. And that's sand you could eat.
When there was no meat, we ate fowl. And there was no fowl, we ate crawdad. And when there was no crawdad to be found, we ate sand.
You ate what?
We ate sand.
You ate sand?
That's right.
So I love you can't that clip. Cage is so good in that. You know what?
Raising Arizona is probably his best movie. I think that every cereal naturally produces its own dust, right? And Cheerios dust is probably the worst out of all of them. You choke on it.
But Steve, you mentioned Frosted Mini Wheats, and the dust that's created by Frosted Mini Wheats is its own little delectable treat.
It's wonderful.
And you can pour it on top of the cereal. You can have it in its own bowl
of
milk.
It's almost like its own garnish.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's its own little dessert. But I don't know why the Cheerios dust is so disgusting. I'm glad that babies are enjoying it, but I don't find it particularly
enjoyable.
Well,
now you can turn it into sand.
Yeah.
So you can eat sand.
You know what? Like, thinking of that, yes, as a kid, and especially Frosted Mini Wheats, I used to love it when they were just turned into absolute mush.
Yeah.
In my, I know. The thought of that now, though, as an adult is disgusting.
Well, you raised a family now.
And my kids will, they will take some kind of food, whatever it is, and just mush it to death.
No.
And just, my son will sit there and just mix and mix. This is Carter. Mix, just mush and smash and smash. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Stop that.
Gross.
But you know what I used
to do? But to him, it's not.
Yeah. What I used to do as a kid and I loved was mushing my ice cream up into like a very fine.
Like a paste?
Like sand? Almost like a paste. But you would have to eat it before it really melted. But kids in sand, they, you know, at a certain point, you know, you have to sort of like age into hating sand in your mouth.
Right.
Because kids, like up to a certain age, like they don't mind it at
Most
all.
Most people stop eating sand at around 18.
Well, some people are pointing out that this might actually teach children that they can eat sand.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer, but I'm like, this is a way that they're going to get to the beach and take a handful of sand in their mouth.
You raise a good point, Kathy, because you remember the Play-Doh Fun Factory or whatever it was that replicated where you could make little dough burgers and stuff like that.
Food.
They said that had a side effect I guess I can eat all of this stuff that I play with.
Well, and that Play-Doh comes in such vibrant colors. If you made a burger with nice tomato and lettuce,
that looks pretty tasty.
Yeah.
But then again, if they try taking a fistful at the beach in their mouth, they'll go, I don't take that care.
However, we had somebody in Kathy. Was it your friend who ate sand?
No, it was my cousin's. Well, it's now his ex-wife. It was my cousin's wife, and my other family members went over to their house for dinner once, and we knew she was a little off a rocker. But she, you know, served everyone else dinner, and she didn't have anything on her plate. And so someone said, "Are you not eating with us?" She, oh no, I don't eat that. I'll be right back. And this is a true story. She went outside and she scooped up sand from her beds, I guess flower beds. She had sand out back, and she put it on a plate. And she came in, and they said she was spooning it into her mouth, and like you could hear her crunching while they were sitting there for dinner. That she had prepared for them, but she didn't eat it.
It's
she
called
had
pica, right?
PICA.
Hey, we were watching. Caroline was watching the other day. My Strange Addiction.
Oh really?
God, and there was a woman whose thing was.
Oh no.
She liked to eat Vicks VapoRub.
Wow.
And my daughter has no reference as to how gross that is. I'm like, you have no idea.
I have it right here.
Horrible that
I'll
stuff.
I'll try
is.
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna eat it.
Stop it.
It doesn't taste good.
What does the warning say? Does it say it's okay?
Do not even joke about this. Don't place a little bit on your tongue.
And there was another woman who, Kathy, would eat makeup. That was her thing.
Oh.
Like eyeshadow.
Eyeshadow,
like
that. Powdery.
Yeah, the powdery stuff.
Yeah.
She had like green all over her mouth and stuff.
That's so stupid.
I got it, man.
Lip gloss, though, right? The stuff that smells good, you can eat that, right?
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't chow down on it, but it goes on your lips. So
yeah,
I'm sure
so it's not
going to
be poisonous or anything along those lines.
It's like Ulta Cosmetics for many is kind of like a luncheonette.
Does that smell edible?
I remember as a younger man, maybe even a child, I probably ate some of that stuff.
I remember when I used to eat cosmetics. I was a younger man back then. I would have a Rouge burger.
It had to smell like food, though.
Okay.
So, and what cosmetics do smell like food?
Lip gloss. Yeah, like a vanilla lip gloss, cherry, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
So you did, didn't
you? Yeah, you got me roast beef, right?
Yeah, I got you. All right, that's all from the files of the Connoisseur. We got a guest on the way, so I'm going to wrap it up there. But all the news about food, we've got it for you.
The Connoisseur.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.